Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Green Bay Packers up in today's passing game preview here. And, you know, we've got him back, so that's good. Aaron Rodgers back. Looks like it's going to be kind of like a wait and see here on the future. I'm not sure I necessarily want to bet that he's going to be back long term. It's a complex and complicated situation. Obviously, it doesn't appear that it seems personal at this point. So we'll see. I think he's going to be an attractive trade piece here in the long term. We'll sort of see how that all turns out. But you know, that's not really for this purpose. I still think he's a long term core asset at the quarterback position. So not really a whole bunch of concern there. The Davante Adams piece is interesting. He's on a 1-year deal. And, you know, is he going to get extended? You know, is he potentially taggable next year? Sort of what's their plan there with him? So that's, I think, another moving piece. And then, you know, where does this team look in 12 months could be a whole different story, but we're just going to focus on this year. So last year, 25th in terms of design pass rate, 59.1%, third in terms of yards per attempt, 8.2, 9.1 touchdown rate. That was first in the league. That should regress. Sack rate, 3.5. That's bottom five in the league. Scramble rate, 4.2%. That's right about in the middle there, 17th. Seventh in terms of play action, not a big split. One of the smaller splits in terms of play action versus non-play action, 8.5 yards per attempt on play action, 8.0 on non-play action. So again, Aaron Rodgers, total, just an absolute great season. So, I mean, there's not much really to say beyond that. I think the red zone rush rate is actually interesting. So 21st percent. So they pass more in the red zone than the league. So that's notable. Some of that goes to Davante Adams. I will note for Adams here, I thought this was primarily more so, red zone stuff in terms of going back. I thought it was more of a, red zone, and that he got big time benefit from where his targets were per se. He led the league in yards per route run. So when you go back and look at that, I was like, huh, okay, right. I knew he had a great season. I thought it was more touchdown centric. Like, it was dominant from a yards per route run standpoint too. So that is notable. First in the league there. I'll just say Rodgers last 5 years, yards over expectation. 3.5, this is going back to 2016, so I'm reading 2016 to present, basically. 3.5, and then negative 2.2, negative 1.1, negative 1.7, so below the baseline each of those years. And then last year, plus 4.4. So that's a really stark difference from what he had been. So just a really good, a really, really epic year for him. 23.7. percent of his dropbacks he was pressured on. That was the third fewest in the league. Second best offensive line PFF grade. That is at 80.2. In terms of the passing game breakdown, number one in running back routes per dropback. That's 0.19 targets per dropback. That's sixth. 0.16 receptions per dropback. That's sixth. 1.22 yards per dropback. That is sixth. 2.57 routes per dropback for the receiver position, 24th. 0.50 targets per dropback, that's 15th. 0.36 receptions per dropback, 11th. 8.45 yards per dropback, that is 6th. 1.08 routes per dropback for the tight end position, that's 12th. 0.16 targets per dropback, that's 19th. 0.14 receptions per dropback, that's 14th. And then 1.48 yards per dropback, that is 14th. So I think overall, maybe a little bit more routes in the running back for the running backs than there was actual production there, although the production was good, top six in terms of the actual, you know, usage and yards per drop back, but a little bit underproducing of the actual volume of opportunity. So that's notable. Receiving, obviously good. Adams, elite. And, you know, about middle of the pack there for Tanyan. So the tight end position, Tanyan obviously the big beneficiary. So so some moving pieces here. They traded for Randall Cobb. That'll be interesting. Devin Funchess returned, so we'll see sort of what that roster looks like. And then they drafted Amari Rodgers there in the third round. So, again, you look at that and you say, all right, like, he wanted the big pieces. Did he get them? Like, I don't know. He got pieces. I don't know how elite they are, but he got pieces. So we'll see how that all ultimately unfolds. Largely back. Besides that, Tavon Austin was there, and he's unsigned at present. So that's pretty much the only moving piece there that left. Alan Lazard back as well. So that's really the only big moving piece on the way out there for the receiving position. The offensive line, gonna have a couple of moving pieces. So David Bakhtiari, left tackle, was the best left tackle, best tackle in football last year, best left tackle as well. So he was outstanding and rigged first in pass protection. So good to have him on the blind side there. Right tackle Billy Turner was 51st. So 68.4 was his PFF grade. Right guard Lucas Patrick, 43rd. Elger Jenkins, their center, who projects to play center this year, 76.6. He was actually a guard last year, so he ranked ninth in terms of pass blocking for the guard position. John Runyon Jr. Is going to play left tackle, is what is projected so far. So we'll have to watch for that. They also drafted someone, and they have another backup day two guy at center too. So that could be a little bit of a moving piece there in terms of how that all unfolds. But I think that they have options, is what I would say. So they have some depth at the position in terms of recently drafted guys as well. So we'll be on the watch for how that's all put together. But I think there's a little bit of interior concern there with the position ultimately. Looking at the passing game production here, Davante Adams, 30% of their target share in only 14 games. Just an incredible season. I just didn't realize how dominant efficiency-wise it was. I know it was huge volume. I knew it was a ton of touchdowns. I just didn't realize quite how just darn dominant he was in terms of yardage per route run. 2.96, like I said, best in the league last year. Just a dominant season. And then, yeah, so 146 targets. That's going to have to come down, would be my thought. You know, I love him, but 2.47 points per target. That's just an incredible rate. 12.33 touchdown rate. Yeah, it's just a lot. So 13.7% of his targets came in the red zone as well. So big time beneficiary. It wasn't just the touchdowns. Like, it was absolute dominance, but he did get some positive touchdown variance. So expect for some regression a little bit. I'll talk about him in a second in terms of his market. Surprised that I haven't been able to draw much from him. Marquez Valdez-Scantling was the next most targeted wide receiver at 1.48 yards per route run. So that's okay. Not great. 12% of the target share. You know, and then Lazard, 10 games, so he had 19.3% target share. So you'd expect that maybe to go up. But again, you know, with a whole 17-game schedule, you might expect that to go up. But it's only 4.5 targets per game, and you're ultimately going to see, I think, a bigger chunk go into Randall Cobb. You'll see some from Amari Rodgers. So I'm not necessarily sure what they're going to get there. He was better in terms of efficiency than Marquez Valdez-Scantling, although they operate in different ways. Equanimeous St. Brown also, you know, minimally involved as well. Josiah DeGar is one deeper down that I'm sort of monitoring because he's cheap enough and he's got the pedigree it's ultimately interesting. Robert Tonyan caught 52 of his 58 targets, just incredible. 1.58 yards per route run, just short of 12% of the target share there for him. Points per target, just an incredible over three, which is just outrageously high. So expect some regression there. And again, it's not a huge amount of targets, so it's just that's a regression stat. Again, 9.1 for them as a team. That's that number. I think Rodgers is about 6 for his career, like 5.5 or 6 range. That's more expectation. So do expect some regression there. It's the touchdowns, just going to be hard to keep up that pace. Aaron Jones on the running back side, 61 targets, was 12.6% of their offensive target share, just ahead of Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So the running back being number 2, that's notable. Jamal Williams gave 35 targets, 7% of their receiving target share, 14 games. So we'll see what A.J. Dillon can offer. Each of those guys played 14 games and had a total just short of 100 targets. So altogether, I think when you include A.J. Dillon, it hits right about just short of 198 total targets for the running backs. So we'll see what that looks like. I'd be interested to see what the split there is between them. Again, this is more of a passing game show, but I think some of the running stuff is something to consider. When you look at the some of the stuff for this year in terms of where they are at, I think Rodgers is probably going to come up a little bit. He's fluctuated a bit in terms of where he's been at in terms of RDP this offseason. So he is this year, over the last 30 days, he's down to 501. So that has fallen. He's quarterback 15. I suspect that has to do with some of the holdout stuff. But like Stafford's down as well. Tannehill's actually jumped Stafford. So that's notable. And Tannehill's jumped Rodgers too. So I think that'll probably come up here with some of the late drafts. I'm getting in one late here too. So we'll see. I'm going to attack that range probably at the quarterback position. And then at running back, I'll just do the whole thing just so you get the RDP update off of all these guys. At running back, you've got Aaron Jones, running back 16, 411. So again, that's pretty reasonable considering he's been a top 10 performer. A.J. Dillon, 30.5, 1002. Again, that offense has upside, and that's kind of what you're shooting for with those guys. I'm surprised that Aaron Jones is as cheap as he is. I think if you need to add someone or you want to pivot down, he's an interesting guy to potentially try to do it with. Davante Adams is at 306. He is a median of 6. So that's over the past 30 days. It's probably come down a little bit. I would imagine that goes up a little bit. But then again, I'm looking at some of the players around him. A hard time seeing him going up much more. You've got Diggs in front of him, A.J. Brown, DK Metcalf, Tyreek Hill, and then Justin Jefferson. Just have a hard time seeing how he's going to go up much above where he's at. So just keep that in mind. Even though with Rodgers back, that's probably part of the reason why he's down. I don't see him rising all that much. Randall Cobb is going to be one to definitely keep in mind. I've added him in a couple spots where he's a free agent. So 104 is his RDP, 2409. That's interesting if he's going to be sort of on the 80 to 100 target range. Can you get something out of him? I'm not sure he's got that much left. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, 2202, 94.5 in terms of his RDP. And then Amari Rodgers, we'll see how that ultimately unfolds there. 67, 1504 overall. So that's, I would probably be passing for guys in that range. Then Robert Tonyan, tight end 14, 1104. That feels right. It actually doesn't feel like the position has, the dynasty market has overreacted to his position, so that's notable. Aaron Jones, see, this is a dynasty inefficiency. Aaron Jones is going to play this year at 27, but he's ranked 5th at Football Guys. Like, that's going to outproduce his RDP. Like, just some of the guys that he's projected ahead of: Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Eckler, Elliott, Chubb, Mixon, DeAndre Swift. You get to that point, and you're like, and that's bordering on, half a win over some of those guys, and I get there's some longevity stuff there, but if you're going to get 2 seasons of top 10 production out of Aaron Jones, he's definitely undervalued. So again, I think him staying healthy is more the question, but I don't necessarily fault him. It's just the position generally. 47th for A.J. Dillon. Yeah, I would probably take the over on that, or I guess the better on that, it just because that's what Jamal Williams has basically done throughout his career. He's been basically a running back 3-4 type fringe guy. I would expect similar from Dylan. So, and then you go to the receiver position. Adams is at 3 is where his projection is. So that's behind Hill and Diggs. So we'll see. I mean, that's a little bit of regression there for the touchdown stuff. I would expect 79th for Randall Cobb. So again, I don't know how it's super valuable. 123 for Amari Rodgers. And then you look at Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and he is at 98 as well. And so again, there's not, it's pretty much, and then Lazard's at 71. So, it's pretty much the Adams, Aaron Jones, Tanyan show ultimately. And then you're maybe week to week stuff you can sort of project, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. I don't think there's a clear answer there at the position for wide receiver outside of Adams. Tanyan is 11th in terms of Football Guys projections. That is just ahead of actually Adam Trautman, who's at 12, which is pretty amazing considering his rise. And then Tyler Higbee's at 10. So I'll probably have to do a series again on comparing the ADP to the RDP, or excuse me, the RDP to the projections, because I think it's pretty interesting stuff. So, and then I do want to just take a look, because I think it is relevant, particularly because I just think the situation's one that you would expect. I don't know. I just, for some reason, I expect to be able to sell Adams, and no one is doing it. No one's on the buy side of it. Which makes you wonder if almost he doesn't become a buy. I mean, a first and a second for Paris Campbell, that was last month. There's just not a ton of volume with him, which is pretty interesting. So it gives me some pause that there's just really not a ton of movement and ability there. A third and Adams for Justin Jefferson, I'd probably do that. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting. There's not just not a ton of stuff involving him. So. All right, well, that'll pretty much do it for this episode of the Analytics of Dynasty. This is the passing game preview for the Green Bay Packers. So until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.